We can get a picture of Jesus that is distorted and loses sight of who he truly is. And that can be shaped by all kinds of different factors in our lives and in our experiences, disappointments, and what we begin to build as a pattern of relationship with him that that others have enabled us to establish. And there'll be so much good in it, but it can get distorted. And I think in the big work that Jesus is doing with his church at the moment, it's not so much a reformation, but I think it's a refounding on Jesus. It's a coming back to him. And in the light of who he truly is, that we then rediscover who we are in him. And with all the stuff on identity, it's not so much who we are, but whose we are. And the truth of who we are in him is what will transform us and set us free. And I was really interested that Wally went into Revelation, because I had planned to go into Revelation this evening, and I'm just going to read you that vision of Jesus Christ from Revelation chapter 1. So John says, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash round his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of running waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." And that revelation is the truth of who Jesus is in his glory in this moment, in heaven, in eternity. And if he were to come and manifest his presence in that way, we, like John, would fall on our faces. But then if we brought anything that we were facing in our lives to the feet of that Jesus, would you doubt that he could do something? Would you doubt that he's bigger than that? Would you doubt that he in his power and his glory could not handle that? And as you saw that revelation of Jesus, would you think that there is anything other than Jesus that we have to offer this world in and of ourselves or church or ministry? That's what caused the early church to completely upset and transform their society, was the absolute conviction that Jesus was alive, that he had come back from the dead, and that he'd ascended to heaven and he was reigning. And as they went about in the power of the Holy Spirit, they weren't proclaiming a theory, they weren't trying to teach a doctrine, they were introducing people to a person. And they were saying, come to know Jesus. He's what you need. He's transformed this world. He's the source of this world. And he's the center point of this world. And know Jesus. What do I have? I give you. Get up and walk in the name of Jesus Christ. That's all I have to offer you, is Jesus. And they were so excited about what they knew of him, and that he had conquered death, and that people could know him again by the Holy Spirit, that they just longed that people would encounter the Jesus that they knew. It was something that was unstoppable in them. It was an overflow from their knowledge of him and the revelation that they had of his glory because of the experience they'd had. And by the Holy Spirit, he wants to bring us to that place of a fresh revelation of Jesus that transforms us, that begins to overflow in us, that begins to set us in a right perspective with the truth of who Jesus is. There was a man in the 17th century called Richard Baxter. He was a Reformed pastor who was struggling with health. He was expected to die in his very early 20s. And as he prepared for his death, he started to meditate on Jesus and his glory in heaven because he was preparing himself to meet him. Mercifully and miraculously, he was spared death. He still suffered from ill health all the way through his ministry. But he had an incredible ministry in this town called Kidderminster, where almost the whole town came to know Jesus Christ. And he wrote in a book called The Saints' Everlasting Rest that the thing that he believed transformed his ministry was that from that time of expected death, he had meditated on the glory of Jesus Christ in heaven for 30 minutes every day. And it was capturing a revelation of Jesus that was the source of who he was and everything that he then ministered out of. And so as we come into worship this evening, I want to encourage you to step into the fullness of that, to respond to the fullness of who Jesus is, and to give that fullness of response. There's this great quote that I found, and it's contained in this great book called The Church of Tomorrow, written by John McGinley, and which you can buy at the back at a discounted price of £10 only this evening. But this is a great quote. Honestly, I just love this. This is from Tom Wright. How can you live with the terrifying thought that the hurricane has become human, that the fire has become flesh, that life itself came to life and walked in our midst? Christianity either means that or it means nothing. It is either the most devastating disclosure of the deepest reality in the world, or it's a sham. A nonsense, a bit of deceitful play acting. Most of us, unable to cope with saying either of those things, condemn ourselves to live in the shallow world in between. Tonight, friends, we believe Jesus is here by his Spirit. The deepest disclosure, the most devastating disclosure of the deepest reality, Jesus Christ, the source of all, the one who's won the victory, is here. And our response to him has to measure, has to reflect that in the prayers that we're going to pray, in the things that we go after, in the worship that we bring, to somehow reflect the truth of who he is in his glory and the fact that he's present with us this evening.